Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, we are flying high.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be new friend. We won't be able to do without Peter. He's got too much to offer us. Peter is the author of Crisis of Control, how artificial superintelligences may destroy or save the human race. That's a book I know you got to have now that you know about it. Hey, Peter, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your book. I want to tell you a quick story, and then I want you to comment on it. So fully a dozen years ago, General Motors said to the unions, "We want to bring in some robots, and that means we're gonna have to lay off." And I don't remember the number, but let's say 500 people. It might have been more. And the union said, "No, we're not going to let you do that." And General Motors says, "Okay, fine. This is really almost exactly what happened. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, a lot." General Motors says, "Okay, no worries, but here these 500 people, have them show up at this address on Monday, not at the factory." And they said, "What do you mean? Well, we just have them show up there. They'll get paid. They're going to continue to be employees." And they said, "Well, what are they going to do when they get there?" They said, "They'll just be in this room, in this building. That's all." And so they did, and they called it the Jobs Bank. Do you ever hear of the Jobs Bank?
No.
So the people showed up at that warehouse and sat there. Meanwhile, General Motors installed robots to replace those people. And even though they wanted to lay the people off, the robots were so efficient over the people that General Motors was able to buy the robots, install them, and use them, and still pay the people to sit on their backsides and do nothing and save money. That's my robot story. What do you think?
It reminds me
that was 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, it reminds me of a story attributed to Henry Ford II when way back he was touring the first assembly line plant with the United Auto Workers president,
right.
Walter Reuther. And then he said, "Walter, how are you going to get these robots to pay UAW dues?" And Reuther said, "Henry, how are you going to get them to buy your cars?"
Exactly. That's a good point. That's a great point. That was a good one. So now that this is what you're concerned about, you really, in your book, you talk about some of the existential implications of artificial intelligence. Tell us some more about it.
And it's important to understand that we're not doing something that's completely bad here. In fact, the bad consequences, the side effects of tremendously powerful benefits like finding cures for cancer and other impacts of that nature, which no one would turn down. The risks that go along with this, of course, in the near term are job displacement on a scale that we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Two studies project over 40, nearly 40.
It's been going on now for at least 15 years.
And that this would be on an unprecedented
right.
scale.
That velocity we talked about, it's about to ramp up, isn't it?
And replacement jobs, it's hard to see what would be taking the place. Other than AI research, there's very little yet. Of course, the faith will say there will be something. It will just come along. But there are risks beyond that, the societal risks of so many people immediately being unemployed, of course, and the impact on the economy.
Well, it's not just unemployed, because a lot of people say, well, for every artificial intelligence job that's created, somebody had to create that artificial intelligence, somebody had to market it or whatever they had to do. But it's not just the elimination of jobs or the replacement of jobs, it's the displacement of people who aren't qualified to take the new job that popped up.
Exactly.
That's where the real problem is going to come.
Right. For instance, right now, if you're an AI researcher, you can get paid pretty much anything you want. And so there will be this big displacement, exactly as you say, people thrown out of work by, for instance, most trucks becoming self-driving.
Right.
And then further down the road, there are other effects from the possible loss of control of artificial intelligence. And the more complex the software we create, the more it reflects our own values.
Mm-hmm. How much are you worried about that? About the robots taking over? How long do you think? I mean, we're talking centuries, right? Before that happens.
Well, if it happens, it will be a lot less than centuries.
Really?
Even Stephen Hawking, the physicist, revised his estimate. He was used to be saying that he thought the human race had only 1,000 years to survive. Now he's changed it to 100, and artificial intelligence is his main concern.
Yeah.
Talking about robots taking over is kind of a diversion, because that scenario would be a very inefficient way of displacing
right.
the human race. And it's also not something that could be attempted deliberately, but it might happen, and more likely would happen, accidentally.
Well, here's the problem for robots. Once they get to the point where they have the awareness to take over, they probably won't have the same awareness that humans have, which is, okay, if you take over from humans, who will power the electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Right, to run you, like you said, the union boss said, who will buy your cars? That's the problem. They don't have any morality. They don't have any way of thinking. You know, if I get rid of humans, who's going to crank me up?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.